Hey, this is DK, and you're listening to the DK Speaks podcast, where we discuss actionable and implementable tips and tricks to run a successful online business. After you listen to this episode, head over to dkspeaks.com for all the show notes and resources to help build your business. Hi, this is DK, and welcome to episode 6 of the DK Speaks podcast. In the last few podcasts, we touched upon topics like social media, private blog networks, productivity, etc. So one of the questions that some of my subscribers asked me when they got to know about these podcasts was, why didn't I do a podcast on YouTube? Considering the fact that I am a video marketer and that video is the niche that I have been making some decent money in. It was a fair ask. And it is hence that I thought I will pick the topic of YouTube marketing for this podcast. So in today's show, we're going to discuss how to rank your YouTube videos on Google. Okay, so now when I say Google, I mean the first page of Google. If it is not the first page, then it is no use ranking anything on Google. Because, you know, the first 10 results are the results that get the most number of clicks. Now, the result number 1, result number 2, result number 3, and result number 4, these are the 4 results that gets the most number of clicks. After that, the number of clicks starts to diminish, and then by the time it reaches number 10, it kind of gets very few clicks. So after that, nobody goes to page 2 and clicks on any link there. So it is extremely important that you rank your videos on the first page of Google. Now, I have made a lot of money with some of these videos by doing launch jacking. Now, I get my videos to rank on the first page of Google, especially during these big launches, and these videos bring in a decent amount of money for a long time. You can go to Google and search for a term, blue page review. It's spelled as BLEUPAGE, blue page review. And you will find my video is the first result. Now, this video brought in a lot of money for almost about 7 to 8 months because there was a subscription offer that was related to this product. And the product did extremely well. It was a product related to Facebook marketing. And it did extremely well after it was launched. And because the product did well, the subscription offer also did well. And I was able to make a decent amount of money with this single video. And it kept coming in for almost about 7 to 8 months when the product was doing well. So now, let us look at some of these key factors in getting your videos ranked on the first page of Google. Now, like what I said earlier, I do a lot of launch jacking. So what I mean by launch jacking is I pick products that are about to be launched or have just been launched. And then I create videos for these products. Now there are two aspects to it. When you pick products that have just been launched, the benefit that you get is that there will be a lot of search on the product name review keywords because a lot of these big marketers would have sent a lot of emails to their subscribers and their lists. And these subscribers might be looking for product reviews so that they can make a decision if they should go with the product or not. So you can hijack a lot of these searches that come in for the product review keywords. And you know, you can make a lot of money with these keywords. Now, the second aspect, if the video is just about to be launched, the benefit of going for such products is that you get a good amount of time to build backlinks, to go and do all kind of optimization that you need in order to get your videos ranked on the first page of Google. So there are benefits to picking products that are just about to be launched and also the products that have just been launched. So it is entirely up to you what you want to do. I have been able to make some decent amount of money with both of these products. So I recommend you can pick any one of these. Now, another aspect that you need to keep in mind is that I always create videos where I show people a demo or a review. Now, you might have seen a lot of videos on the first page of Google where people are just walking through the sales page or, you know, people just put one of these review videos from, you know, the demo videos from the product creators, and then they don't even talk through it. There is a background music that keeps playing, and people just don't know what is happening in that video. I don't recommend these kind of videos. It is extremely important that you give good, valuable content for your viewers, and your viewers will go and buy the product from the link that you are asking them to go and click and buy the product from. So I would recommend that you buy the product or get hold of a review copy and do a review video or a demo video for these products. And these videos will do extremely well. And when you do these kind of videos, they convert extremely well. So on that note, like what I said, review videos do extremely well on YouTube. So the first thing that you need to do is pick keywords that you want to rank for. So I said review videos do well. So obviously the first keyword or the primary keyword that you're going to pick is going to be the product name followed by review. So that is a keyword that you will be targeting most of the times, but you might also want to target keywords like product name demo, product name discount, or maybe product name bonus. So all of these keywords do extremely well. Now pick these keywords. This is the first step in going about optimizing your video. Now, once you've picked your keyword, you need to always ensure that you save your videos with the keyword phrase. So if you're targeting a keyword, say social robot review, then you need to save your video with the keyword social robot review. Keep that in mind. Once you've done that, you go to the folder where you've saved the video, right-click on the video file, go to properties. You will find an option called as details. And when you go into it, you will find some options like title, subtitles, tags, etc. Fill each of these fields. The title and the subtitle need to have your primary keyword in it. And you can add a few tags which includes your primary keyword, secondary keyword, and a few variations of your primary keyword. But ensure that you do that, because Google cannot read what is happening inside a video. Instead, what they do is they read these attributes of each of these videos, and it will help you rank on the first page of Google. Now, once you've done that, go ahead, upload the video to YouTube. Then go about optimizing the title and the description fields. Now, the title should always begin with your primary keyword. While optimizing the title, try to ensure that you include the secondary keyword as well, but don't stretch it too long. The title should be about 55 to 60 words, so don't stretch it too long or go beyond that. Include your primary keyword followed by a secondary keyword, but that title should make sense. Just keep in mind that it is a title and you want people to read that and click to go and view the video. So it should look well, it should read well. So ensure that you're doing that, but include your primary keyword and if possible, the secondary keyword in the title. But also need to ensure that you're not repeating your keywords again and again in the title. So once you've done that, you can go to the description field. Now, the description should also begin with your primary keyword, and it should always be followed by the URL or the link that you want to include for the video. Because in the searches, it's only the first two lines that appear on Google, and you want your primary keyword followed by the URL to appear there in the searches. So ensure that you do that. Once you've done that, go about writing your description and try to add at least 300 to 500 words. Now, I have seen a lot of people do everything other than, you know, including a detailed description in the description field. They just write one line there in the description field, but I can tell you that it will not do well for your searches. So go ahead, write at least about 300 to 500 words, a detailed description in the description field. And when you do that, ensure that you keep a keyword density of about 1%. A 1% keyword density is desirable, which means that you need to include one keyword every 100 words. So if you're writing a description for about 500 words, include 5 keywords in there. Now it should be 5 variations of the primary keyword and 1 primary keyword. So ensure that you're adding all possible variations of your keywords, and your primary keyword is also there in the description. Now use these same variations of your keywords and your primary keyword in the tags. So the tags, you can add as many tags as you want, but I would recommend